The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Voyager, Chapter 11, Tormelino's Gambit. I'm actually coming at you again from my office, so you may hear some random clanging in the background and some random noises in the background, so please forgive me for it and probably how echoey this all sounds right now. But I really, really, really liked this chapter. I think this might be my favorite chapter so far, only because I have the knowledge of what's coming. I think if you're reading this chapter, in real time, without knowing what's coming ahead, you probably have a different feeling about what transpires between Lord John and Jaime here. But I think knowing the relationship that they develop, you get to see the embers here come through. You get a lot of different inferences and aspects and avenues and inlays and inlets into this relationship that is slowly budding between the two. Again, not one that is a romantic relationship, but one that is a very warm, trusting relationship. John makes an error here, going to touch Jamie's hand, and I think that's kind of forward, regardless of Jamie's past histories. Clearly, Lord John would not know about it, but it's still a little forward of John, which is surprising. And I find myself saying this a lot. I'm surprised by Lord John. I was surprised by his actions last chapter. I'm again surprised at this action of going to touch Jamie's hand. But also I'm surprised at Lord John's lack of composure when he beats Jaime in chess. I find that to be odd, very odd, because I feel like he's just much more composed than that. Like, this guy's a gentleman. Why would he be so happy I know he's happy to defeat Jaime, but to be so outward about it, it's just odd. And another aspect of this chapter that I really like is Jamie's admission that he remembers Lord John, and he looks at Lord John in a favorable light. And he looks at Lord John in a way that you can see how the two can be friends. You can see how a friendship is, the foundation of a friendship is delivered from this kind of chapter, where Jaime just drops this bomb about Lord Melton, and then remembering the whole thing with Lord John and how he admires Lord John's courage, that, you know, anybody who gets a gun held to their head, you know, should shit themselves, or they don't have any balls, or they don't have any smarts, or whatever it was. So even though this chapter is short, there's a lot of things that happen in here that make these two characters vulnerable, right? And one of the main commandments of Mary and Blake Media, as you guys all know, is relationships. relationships are so important, whether it's a good one or a bad one or a romantic one, a friendship relationship, or even just even a relationship held between people who are just colleagues. Relationships are so important. But just to say somebody's in a relationship doesn't mean that it's a a profitable one. By profitable, what do I mean? I mean one that is overall good for the story. One that where the relationship either is textured and it is real, or it proves itself to be believable, fruitful, one that is a relationship you one can invest in, one that not only further enhances the plot, but it informs the characters and the decisions that they make going forward. So relationships are really important because they define really the drama of any situation that one is in or one reads. Relationships are funny. They're sad. They're infuriating. They're depressing. They're accidental. All of these things come together to form whatever whatever kind of show or book that one is reading or creating or watching. But how, and again, like I said, it's one thing to say, well, these two are in a relationship, and then have it be believable and fruitful and textured and real. So how do you achieve that? Well, Diana does this in one simple and very effective, and I think the primary way to achieve a relationship: vulnerability. Vulnerability on both sides of the ledger when it comes to John and Jamie. And she cuts through the crap with these two.